What's up, everybody? I want to talk about success. Success. You know, everybody wants to like talk about, oh, this person's successful. He's so successful. But what is success? Normally, they seem to equate success with wealth. And I'm not down in wealth. I just feel like success isn't just necessarily wealth, right? I mean, look, like I'm trying to inspire those who think that, oh man, well, I don't have $1 million yet, so therefore I'm not successful. But there's success in different facets of life, different parts of the industry, different parts of skill sets and mindsets. When I think of success, I think of it not only financially, but I think of it also spiritually, mentally, whatever, psychologically, physically. First person when I think of mentally, or at least spiritually, Thich Nhat Hanh, Osho, Dalai Lama. Those guys are successful because they've learned to attain the levels of their brain that not many people are willing to go against, or at least go for. The 1%, they're the elite right there. You want to talk about the 1% elite financial people? That's the 1% elite minded, because they've were able to break through suffering and sensations that you feel that causes your suffering. The little tingly, whether it's somebody saying a bad word to you or cutting you off on the highway, to you feeling an itch on your neck. They see it as something that they can just look with a calm and equanimous mind. Look at it kind of indifferently. And they've gone through meditation and mindfulness that many people are either afraid or find it uncomfortable having to do. They've broken through the comforts, and that's why they're successful in that regard. Another more obvious person physically, I would say, is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger did the things that nobody decided to do physically, and therefore he became this elite muscle fitness body, you know what I'm saying, building guru, or at least just by doing. So he's successful in that regard. I mean, there's other people too in terms of psychology, mastering your psychology out there. The person who knows how to master their psychology and come up with systems in their mind whenever they're encountering something that's depressing or anxious, you know, or something that's stressful. That person who's constantly done that, who's developed those systems day in, day out, is successful. Success is basically doing the little things day in, day out to finally get to your goal. And it doesn't have to be financially. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be spiritually. It could be, you know what I'm saying? Like that. And on the flip side, it could be physically, or it could be mentally, or it could be spiritually, or it could be financially. But it's not just financially. It's not just one thing. So success to me is basically mastery. It's mastery. Being able to be the master of that one thing, that one skill, that one area of life. Being the, whether it's the master of your mind, the master of your psychology, your mindset, the master of your spirituality, the the master of your body, the master of your money, you know. So basically, you don't want to be a slave or have something else be a master of you. You are the master of it, whatever that thing is you are pursuing, even if it's self-control, strength, tenacity, all that stuff is brought when you become a master in that one skill set, that one level, that one area. So remember, mastery is not just money. Success is not money, not just money. It's other areas of life too. And if you can master all areas, then you become a super successful person. You are an uber successful person. But just remember, work on that one thing first. The thing that you're so passionate about, and become a master of it. That's my time. My name is Tony Mosey. I am the Rhyming Book Reviewer. If you want to check out my Rhyming Book Reviews and other content, you go on Instagram and Twitter at Tony_Mosey, and also YouTube.com/Tony Mosey. I'm also on Apple iTunes, where I do a little lengthier and a little more structured theme topics on my Apple iTunes, so you could find me there on the Tony Mosey podcast. If you have any questions here in regards to success, please leave a voice or a text comment here. I would love to hear it. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. You guys are amazing. I love you. My one word, according to Edvin Carmichael's book, is passion. My one word is hashtag passion, because without passion, we wouldn't be able to live a life that we want to live, and we can't live it happily, and we can't live it through the heart without passion. So pursue the things that you are passionate about, the things that make you get up in the morning. Once again, it's Tony Mosey, the Rhyming Book Reviewer, and I hope to talk to you soon.